B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Szolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes. Top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack. Holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam. What? In the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna floss with us.
Come on.
All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little
pickle, baby, toss it 1 o'clock hour, time now to welcome in RJ Bell of pregame.com. He's brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel, the only place in New England you can legally bet on sports. Powered by William Hill, visit sportsbetri.com. It is RJ Bell, pregame.com, on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. It's championship weekend, RJ. How you feeling?
So this is most exciting, right? You guys haven't played in this conference championship for a while.
12 months. It's been 12 whole months.
Season just started.
RJ, you had an exciting day. I saw on Twitter you were with the great Adam Carolla and Freddie Roach, like sitting in on their show today.
You know, it was fun. We taped it yesterday down Radio Row for the fight. And Adam Carolla and I have been doing a weekly hit like ours during football for this is the second year. And, you know, we've hit it off. Great guy. I think he's a real pioneer on the digital side. And to me, the digital side is so, you know, exciting because you can do your niche stuff. Like you guys have this amazingly popular show that's reaching, you know, the whole city, the whole area.
Nice.
But if you wanted to do something on, let's say, the best hot dogs in Boston, you
we've
could
done
do a podcast.
We could do it.
Exactly.
We've done that on this very show. Stupid things like that all the time.
Call Eddie Edelman.
Yeah. So, you know, when he came to town, he asked me to sit in for the show, and it was fun. Last thing I'll say is I got to ask two questions to Freddie Roach, and I bet you're going to want to hear the answer to both. One, if Mayweather and Pacquiao had fought seven times during the 7 years of their prime, once a year, what does he think the results would be? And then number two, Sugar Ray Leonard versus Pacquiao.
Ooh,
what does he think?
I like that. Oh. All right, so what was his answer to the seven fights question?
Well, I'm going to tell you the Sugar Ray first. He said Sugar Ray would kill him,
love
right?
It. Love
Which
it.
Was like, love wow, it. How honest is he being, right?
Yeah.
And then he said Pacquiao 5-2 over Mayweather.
In their prime?
Yeah, assuming like the seven best years overlap, you know, whatever that would be. Because if you watch Raging Bull, right, so Jake LaMotta, one of the things was him and Sugar Ray Robinson fought like 8 or 9 times. And just think how much we would respect whoever had won 4-3, let's say, even if it was tight, Pacquiao, Mayweather, if they had fought 7 times, how much more interesting would their careers have been than what actually happened?
Yeah, true. True enough.
All right, so on to the football, RJ. This weekend, the first game is in the NFC. What do you make of it? Who do you like? What are you looking at here? Because we today looked at these games, and we started looking more at first half over-unders, game over-unders, things of that nature.
Like wise guys.
Yeah.
I guess you could say we're getting a little sharper around here. What can we say?
Hot dog expertise, wise guys. So let's look at the spread first. Professional bettors bet numbers, amateurs bet teams. I like the Saints at 3. I have a real small lean at 3.5. And you can go, you know, either way if you shop around. My rationale of that directional Saints preference is the home field. Saints, one of the best home fields in the NFL. When the crowd is enthused, you know they're going to be enthused for this playoff game. Breeze QB rating, so his passer rating, at home, 133, over 30 points worse on the road. Goff at home, 116, over 30 points worse, or almost 30 points worse on the road. To me, Jared Goff's...
That's a big jump.
It is. And if you look at it, it's 82, his passer rating on the road for Goff. That is below average in the NFL.
Ooh.
And now you might say, well, they can run the ball so effectively. Well, Saints have the very best rushing defense per yards per attempt in the NFL. So, to me, it's coming down to Goff, and if it does, I want to bet against him. What causes me pause, I think Drew Brees' arm is tired, sore, whatever. He's just not effectively throwing the ball down the field. Also, the Saints lost a key defensive lineman last week. Could hurt him against a run. And also, Tlaib is back. Now, I'm not sure Tlaib is the same Tlaib he was earlier in the year, but he wasn't there in that Saints initial victory over the Rams. All that causes me not to love the game, but I do like the Saints at 3.
I'm guessing you're going to hate the bet that Zoe and I came up with today because we like the Pats to win it outright, and we're taking them on the money line. Do professional guys, as a rule, just kind of stay away from that money line bet?
No. Oh, so we're talking about the Patriots, right?
Yes, we're talking about the Pats on the money line.
Here's the way to look at it. Let's say you like the Pats. There's two ways to look at it. One is, hey, I'm going to win a higher percentage of the time. If I take the 3, go with it.
Right.
The other way to look at it is, if the game is very tight late, let's say the game is tied late, who do you like? If you like the Pats, take them on the money line, because what you're saying is the edge is even greater for the Patriots if the game is tied late. If you think that it's neutral, might as well take the spread. If you think Kansas City has an edge late, which would be absurd, right, considering it's the Patriots, then you would want to go the other way and certainly play the spread. So really just I'll give you an example. And I've had a great year. I mean, right here, everywhere. It's just been one of those years. But I liked Dallas last week. Now, my choice was, do I want the Cowboys on the money line or do I want the Cowboys on the spread? I took them on the money line. My thinking was, I like Dallas more if this game is close because they get to run the ball and that's what they like to do best. And Dak is pretty good, it seems, late in games. Now, the fact that the Rams blew him out, I was just wrong. But I liked the money line more because if it was a close game, I liked Dallas even more. So do that in any game you bet. Is if you're betting the dog, ask yourself, would I like this game more or less if it was tied late? If it's more, take the money line.
So you're saying Zoe and I fell ass backwards into a borderline sharp position on this game.
I wouldn't say it exactly that way, but you're generally correct.
What do you think about Mahomes, and what's the history of Mahomes? I know you had some stuff on Twitter earlier today about him in cold weather.
Boy, if you ever wonder about the declining SAT scores, just read my mentions the last couple hours. So I put out the following fact, and this is a fact.
I saw this, yeah.
People hate facts, apparently. Now, I get the whole fake news thing, which is news is an interpretation oftentimes, right? But if it's a 2 + 2 = 4, it's kind of hard to hate that. Okay. The 5 games that were the coldest starts for Mahomes in his career were his 5 worst QBRs. Mm. Now, those QBRs are mighty good. They're still in the 60s, right? And by definition, QBR is 50 means 50th percentile, 60, 60th, et cetera. So it's a percentage, right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, you could say, oh, look at the defenses. And there's all these other things you can interpret the facts. And I agree with that. It's a small sample size. But it is pretty noteworthy that a very good quarterback, the likely MVP, that his 5 worst, and one of these was last year, but his 5 worst performances were the 5 coldest games. Now the fact is moving towards 30 is the estimate. That helps Mahomes, I think. The fact the wind is supposed to be almost 0 helps Mahomes, I think. Tom Brady is considered to be the greatest cold weather, bad weather quarterback in the history of the NFL. If this game were 5 degrees like we thought it was going to be Tuesday, I would have or at least at minimum, been neutral on the game. I actually do like Kansas City in this game myself, and here's why. It's the home road splits. Guys, you guys used to be the – and again, it's 1 year, so who knows. But Patriots were famous for having a small home field, not because they weren't great at home, because they were so great on the road. This year, 3 wins on the road, 5 losses, no wins against playoff teams. And you could make the case, and this is pretty amazing, and we just tell it the way it is. This is amazing. The Patriots very easily could have been 0-8 against the spread on the road. There are 3 covers. Remember the pick 6 on Monday night against Buffalo. They probably shouldn't have covered that one. Remember the Jets game. Jets were like 13-point dogs, or I think it was. But it was if Jets scored at the end, they were going to cover. They had 3rd and 2 from the 2-yard line with less than a minute left. Pat stopped them. Great. But, boy, the Jets were favored to cover that game. Less than a minute left. And then, finally, the Bears game, which I think we all can agree, you play that game 10 times, probably Bears win at least half of them. It's very reasonable the Patriots could have been 0-8 against the spread on the road. All that means is they really underperformed on the road. I'm not so sure if that changes. By the way, historically, Brady in road playoff games, not the Super Bowl, neutral, road, 8 touchdowns, 8 interceptions in his career, so it hasn't been great for him either.
All right, RJ, appreciate the insight. Looking forward to talking to you as we get closer to the Super Bowl.
So were you guys a little kind of curt? The fact that I bet against or I don't like the Pats, you're like, okay, RJ, we've had enough of you.
I don't like him either. I like KC this weekend.
Are you guys going to be down at the game?
Zoe will be.
Yeah, we're heading out tomorrow.
I'll be down there, so hopefully we can say hi.
All right. See you down there,
thanks,
RJ.
Guys.
All right, RJ. RJ Bell, pregame.com, odds provider to the AP. Make sure you check him out on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. We were only cutting RJ off because we're waiting on Tom Brady and Julian Edelman. They're next.
I go and do Lauren and Walt. So I do that every Friday during the football season. I go out, talk to my man Lauren.
I was going to say, how's Wally doing?
And then I get a trick. It's nice to have that name out there. Like, maybe I could just stay home and do Zolak and Bertrand.
Without Zoe.
There's Bertrand.
We've been working on that.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
What?
No, so it's easier for you.
Oh, yeah. They give me that monitor thing, that plug it in, whatever that thing's called. So they asked me, trick question, if you could take 2 celebrities with you right now on a road trip, boom, who would you do? Not who you would do, but who you would take.
Well, maybe both.
No, definitely not. I said Bon Jovi and Bradley Cooper. Like that just, I don't know why, because like the Hangover thing. Yeah, where you get the.
Well, that's not douchey.
That's pretty bad, huh? That's a bad answer.
What a trip.
Because I like, we could rock and roll.
What road trip would you not want to go on? Oh, the Zoe, Bon Jovi, Bradley Cooper one.
Sounds like a pretty good time, doesn't it?
It's so random.
I don't know why that came up.
Megan Trainor and Condoleezza Rice. Yeah. Let's go. Who's got the Funyuns? Woo! Bon Jovi and Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, it just came out like that. Boom. Just like that. I don't know why. Because I watched The Hangover the other day.
Oh, well, there on the road.
And I thought,
that makes sense.
Top down on the car. You know, like, hey, Brad, yeah, he's fun. Not that his name's Brad, but what's his name? Phil. Yeah, I'd call him Phil.
Yeah, I'm going to go with James Spader and Seal. Let's go.
What?
That's pretty much how it came out. So that was a really, really weird answer today.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you talk any football?
What was the point of all this anyway?
They do this segment called Get to Know Zoe. Like trick one, you know. Ask me questions that they catch me off guard.
Yeah, no, I'm just talking about right now.
Oh, because we're listening to Bon Jovi.
You played Bon Jovi.
Oh, right, okay, got it. And right.
It's all stream of consciousness.
Wow, I'm like, what?
But, yep.
There you go.
Yeah, we're waiting on Brady and Edelman.
Shocker.
They're going to talk in Foxborough. When they do, we'll have it. But in the meantime, we'll talk to Lorraine in New Hampshire.
Oh.
Nice.
Delightful.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Hi, Hardy.
Hi, Lorraine.
How are we doing?
How was your trip?
Oh, boy.
My trip to Rio?
Yes.
I went to Rio de Janeiro. It was absolutely awesome.
That's fantastic. Did you pick up any new nacho recipes down there, like Brazilian nachos?
No. No. This game Sunday, you know how we've lost a lot of road games?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're due for a great win on the road, don't you think?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Right.
Boil it down to its bare essence. I mean, at some point, the law of probability has got to catch up with this team, and they're going to win a good game on the road. I like it, Lorraine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Go Pats.
Good.
All right, Lorraine.
This gets me fired.
They're due. Quick and to the point.
Due for a win on the road.
They're due.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
See, that feels like Football Friday now. You got Lorraine. We need Ken and Lowell.
Oh, okay. He's right here.
Nice!
Ken and Lowell. Ken.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
We're doing well, Ken.
Hi.
I called up to give you about 10 reasons why the Patriots were going to win, and Lorraine just took one of them.
All right, so you got 9 left.
All right. First of all, there's the obvious ones. We got the greatest quarterback, greatest coach, greatest tight end. That's 3.
Okay.
Secondly, we are the Patriots, and we've been there before so many times, in fact, that we can do this by rote. This isn't our first rodeo. 5.
Right. Okay.
Wait a minute, that's 4, like 5.
Right? Oh, not your first rodeo. That might be 6.
All right, let's go 4 more.
All right. Now, the weather. First of all, right. I don't think the temperature is going to be a factor in this. It's not going to. I mean, first of all, we're used to it. And you look at both squads. How many of the 106 players on the field Sunday come from colleges like Montana, Idaho, Boise State, Michigan right. State, Michigan, Ohio Texas State, Tech. So forth and so on?
Tons.
Right? That's not going to matter. However, the snow. Now, I don't know about where you guys live, but it is wicked loud here in Lowell. All right, it's wicked loud. Louder than Arrowhead Stadium. Sirens and cars and junkies and everything like this.
Okay. Right? Junkies make a lot of noise. Huh?
Bring it home.
Oh, yeah. They're always yelling in the street and everything.
All right. I can see that. Now, I've seen that before.
However, when it snows, that decibel comes down about 3 levels, the noise.
Ah.
Is that like snow?
It muffles the noise.
Yeah, but it's not going to snow during the game.
Well, maybe, hopefully there's enough snow to, you know, leave. In other words, I want all that noise to fall on deaf ears, in other words. You
right.
know what I mean?
Oh, snow kicked under the seats of the people in front there yelling, you can't, it's like you're yelling in a snow fort. I gotcha.
All right, that's one. Now, how many is that? 6, 7?
I don't know.
That's
back
eight.
To one.
No, eight. That's eight. We got time for one more.
All right. Okay, here's one you guys I didn't hear you guys touch on this today, but this past week, the Chiefs, they made a roster move. There's this guy, Parker. He's their quarterback, cornerback, and they released him. And instead of replacing him with another DB, they signed some guy who broke his leg as an offensive lineman.
Yeah, LDT. Tony. LDT, the doctor.
Yeah, but this guy that they released, he started on like 88% of the defensive snaps the whole season, and they released him. So now how many defensive backs do you carry on your squad? 8?
Yeah, about that.
All right. So now you're dealing with 7.
Yeah.
And let's say Edelman and Brady find a weakness on one of their safeties or cornerbacks, and they keep nailing him. It's going to be, you know, sooner or later, Reed is going to say, hey, this ain't working. We got to take this guy out, put somebody else in. Now you're down to 4.
All right.
Okay. Oh, process of elimination.
We got it. Like all right.
Yeah. Then you go attack him.
Okay,
thanks, Ken.
Parker played more than 1,000 snaps this year for the Chiefs. He got benched in week 15. He got benched. He wasn't very good.
Could you imagine having defensive back that plays literally every snap for your football team and then sitting him down in one of the biggest games? Oh, hold on.
Can't imagine doing something.
Sorry.
The only difference being
that I just...
He had a bad week. Maybe it wasn't feeling that great.
But Parker got benched for poor play.
Yeah.
He wasn't good even when they needed him. He had to play because they didn't have anybody else. So I don't think anybody in Kansas City was surprised by this. No Brady yet?
Nothing.
No Edelman yet?
Just hanging out.
Late again.
Jeez.
These guys.
McCourty's scheduled to speak too, but.
They don't respect anybody's time.
They really don't.
We're back to team run press conference. This isn't the league anymore.
Mabel.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi, Mabel.
Friday, Mabel.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for a good season. Sorry that we didn't get to the next round. Well, I heard what you said about the Cowboys the other day, and I appreciate you not ripping on them because they lost. So I just wanted to call and say I appreciate it.
Your coach. Yeah, that's all.
I know, and the fact that Garrett is still there and they're not getting rid of Linehan just...
No, they are. They 5 minutes ago, they fired Linehan. Yeah. He's out.
They did? You're kidding me.
It just happened while you were waiting on hold.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? Don't
I'm not kidding
me.
You. I'm not kidding you.
And get ready.
Jason Garrett just put out a statement. It just happened within the last 5 minutes.
Get ready for an extension north of $7 million a year for Garrett.
I can read you the statement. You want to know what the statement says? It says, this was not an easy decision because of how highly we regard Scott Linehan as a football coach and as a person. He and I had some really positive and open discussions took place the latter part of the week. We ultimately agreed it would be in the best interest of both parties involved if we were to make a change at this time at offensive coordinator. So
okay,
they're calling it a mutual decision, but he was fired.
So then why can't that statement come out for Jason Garrett? Please tell me why it can't.
Because
why is he
Jerry
being re-signed? Why?
Wants a guy that doesn't push back. That's why. Because Jerry wants a puppet.
We're going to go through another season next year.
Yeah. You'll probably
the same crap.
You'll probably go 11-5. Probably have to play wild card weekend. You'll probably get popped in the divisional round.
Probably, yeah. But you know what? We get to play the Patriots next year, so I will be at that game and look forward to that game next year. But again, I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you for putting me on, and I know all your fans hate me and hate the Cowboys, but I really I really appreciate it, and it's been a good season, and, you know, we'll look to September, I guess, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
You got the combine coming up. You got a lot
Except
of things to
Except everyone here
to.
Is looking to Sunday, not September.
Don't.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You don't need to do
All
that.
Right, we're still waiting on Tom Brady and Julian Edelman. Hopefully we will be hearing from them coming up next. Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. We join Julian Edelman in progress in Foxborough.
I'm just worried about Kansas City.
Given all the success this organization has had, is there a genuine feeling of disrespect in the room?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't look into stuff like that. You know, we're just worried about Kansas City and doing everything I can to prepare myself mentally, physically, and emotionally to go out and play my best game. So, I don't know. I'm sorry.
What are you seeing from Kendall Fuller? He seems like their best corner. He's playing well.
He's a very athletic guy that plays into their techniques very well. He's scrappy. He's got good quickness. He's got downfield speed. He plays the ball in the air very well. He's a good football player. And, I might have to keep on doing everything I can in these next 48 hours to prepare myself just in case I have to go against him.
Coach mentioned that there's so much to watch when it comes to Kansas City because they do a lot of different things. It's the type of game where you'll just keep preparing, watching film up until the last minute, Saturday, Sunday, just because they do so many different things to choose.
Definitely. I mean, it's AFC Championship. You do everything in your willpower to go out there and go out confident. And usually when you're confident, it's because you're prepared well and you had a good week of practice and you know everything inside and out. So I would definitely agree with the coach say that. Yeah, coach.
How much pride do you take in the block game after season losing tight ends? You guys seem to be all out in that game, helping the running backs get the ball
in the field. I take a lot of pride in it. It's part of our job. It helps the team go. And, just as the tight ends and the linemen, they all have the job. The receiver has a job to block as well. So, it's part of our game.
Dylan, I think the decibel level was measured at 142 in KC. They say it's the loudest stadium. Do you notice that? And does it present problems for an opposing ball club?
You definitely, I guess you notice it because it's loud. But you try to do everything in your power during the week. Coach has the stereo blaring and working on nonverbal communication and all those types of things. It's going to be a hostile environment. You expect that. They got an unbelievable fan base over there that loves their football just as ours. They're going to be all riled up. But I'm not going to worry about that. You're going to worry about just going in, trying to communicate what you got to do and go out and do it.
All right, so that's Julian Edelman. He said right off the bat he will not answer questions about his bet against us t-shirts. He's not going to talk about that. He's only focused on the Kansas City Chiefs. He's focused on the game on Sunday. So for all that crap he gave you all week long on social media, now all of a sudden it doesn't exist to him come Friday.
Or the coach.
something tells me someone got to him.
Yeah, he got shut down.
All right, Jim, let's take a vote. Here's what our vote is, fellas.
Okay.
We can do the fake promos right now. They have not been screened.
Let's do them.
They have not been filtered.
How many?
How many you got there?
It looks like nine.
Nine of them.
Jeez.
We can roll them right now, and therefore we save ourselves the time to get to Brady.
Let's do it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'll go boom. We're done in 20 seconds. This Pats team is better than their 11-5 record, as I said on Friday. I won't get into why. You know that, how they lost the boom, 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 boom. The Pats are turning it on.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Take my karma. Boom. Yes, encouragement.
Boom.
We should find out if Hardy would have accepted these or not, because Hardy is our filter.
I think you would
say yes.
I'd say yes.
And you'll notice, back to the old intro and outro. No more thrown off with the new sound
effects. Oh, good.
The one didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't work well.
Okay.
What happened?
All right, good. I would have given that one a thumbs up.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I had a question for Dan. He's gone, so we'll make it a story. Yeah. But, are the Pats coming back just like Scott Zolak? Anyways, go for it, gentlemen. I'll hang and listen.
Yeah, Zo, we'll wait for a comment.
Coming back.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Like Scott Zolak.
Coming back like Zolak.
I
Did he say that just because he could make it rhyme?
I think so.
Possibly.
Since Dan's gone, I'll make it a story. Oh, good.
Oh.
Yippee.
Would that be an up or down, Hardy?
I'd say we'll come back to that one. That's a maybe. I would have given
it was
that
so
one a
weird
maybe.
It worked.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, it worked.
Okay.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
There's a rapper, Pitbull. You guys know who that is? You've heard of him? He's 38. Still alive, right?
Solak and Bertrand.
That's a yes. Hardy would have said yes to
that. That's a yes for Zoe's comment.
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Pitbull?
Bull comes
10, Solak and Bertrand.
Kansas City doesn't finish as well as they start. That's a fact. Like, Mahomes is...
I can see that.
Is there a fairy here?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'd say no on that.
Yeah,
one.
I'd probably turn that down.
I would have said no on that one.
I'd say no. I'd still laugh, though.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
This hour, Solak and Bertrand is brought to you by Fitchburg State University. Online and on-campus spring classes start.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5,
yes.
The Sports Hub.
Yes.
Could you faintly hear something in the background that was throwing me off?
What is that? What is that?
Oh, God.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
I passed a lady. I stopped her afterwards, but she was shaving her legs as she was driving down the road.
Hey, that probably turned you on.
How crazy is that?
Did you ask her for the leg hair?
Did you take the hair?
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Maybe I did.
He's a weirdo.
Trooper Ben from Kansas.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
See you, Trooper Ben.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys have a good day. Be safe.
All right.
I look
Thank
forward
you.
To a good game.
Thank you for what you do out there, too. We appreciate it.
Thank
Even
you
though you are a crazy chick.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Why would that even be in there? I'd say no on that.
Yeah, that's a terrible selection.
Not good.
Look at that, the intern.
Two more.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Parts of the field look great.
Yeah.
Parts of it look like they had ice chunks on it.
Was it that cold last week, or was it going to be like Bolfa cold this week?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it went over my head.
Cold as Bolfa.
What does that
what
mean?
What is that?
Cold as Bolfa D's.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know.
Sarge 2.0?
I don't know.
He is a Sarge 2.0.
See, I want to make sure that we're all on the same page on this stuff, and we don't want you guys to hear them ahead of time, but that one would have been a maybe. I think we would have come back to it. Maybe.
Nah, it's a definite.
Last one.
All right, last one. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
This hour of Solak and Bertrand brought to you by My Hair Doctors. Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lepresti.
Really?
Offering free consultations at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
It's the last time you've been there.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He powered right through it.
Yeah.
Just kept going.
Copy was written for me. I was out unexpectedly that day, and that's what happened. So,
yeah. Excellent.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways. Brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. No gimmicks, no supplements, no long hours at the gym. Losing weight is your New Year's resolution. Choose the proven long-term solution for weight loss. Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
So we've already played you the fake promos because we thought we were going to hear from Tom Brady. We are not. Tom Brady's been moved to 215.
Huh.
I don't believe Felgermaz will take that. So
no,
you're on your own.
Huh.
I just think that the two shows have differing opinions on this matter, on the press conference matter. I get it.
I get it, too. Yeah. You got to get that.
We prefer to hear them.
You know, today is agenda-free Friday.
And then we bail on them. If they suck, we bail. We bailed on both Bill and Edelman today.
How about
they
this?
They both weren't good.
Terrible.
We bailed on both.
They were both bad.
If we had Brady and we had no expectation that it was going to be good or newsworthy in the first segment of our show this morning, would we have carried it?
Yes.
What about the second segment?
Yes.
I'm saying you just get in here, you want to get your show started, you're going to have what is almost certain to be a lackluster press conference.
No, you know what I would say? Roll on it. If anything good happens, we'll play it back. And that's probably maybe what they will do. So you won't miss
that. That's what they'll do.
If anything good happens, you'll hear it from them. So instead, here's some stuff for you. Here's some info. Use it, digest it, interpret it however you like.
Okay.
The Patriots are 10-0 against quarterbacks playing as first-year playoff starters. 10-0 all time. They beat, in their first time starting in the playoffs, Jake Delhomme. And this means their first year of starting. So they may have won the previous week, but then they went up against the Patriots, and it was over for them. Jake Delhomme in 2003. Ben Roethlisberger in 2004, his first time in the playoffs. Byron Leftwich in 2005.
He was good.
Phillip Rivers was in the playoffs for the first time in 2006, and that was the first of many Patriot beatdowns delivered to Phillip Rivers. David Garrard, 2007, Jacksonville.
Made a lot of money.
Tim Tebow in 2011. Matt Schaub in 2012 with Houston.
Wow. How scared was he? Remember that?
Brock Osweiler, 2016 with Houston.
He's good.
2017, Marcus Mariota in Tennessee. And 2017, Blake Bortles in the AFC Championship game. You know what I would say about this list? There are two good quarterbacks on the entire list. Two. Roethlisberger and Rivers. And you know what Rivers is against the choking dog.
Right.
Well, Mahomes is one or two on that power list, the power rankings.
It's really down to Roethlisberger or Mahomes. That list stinks. A lot of bad young quarterbacks. Patriots against MVPs in the playoffs all time. With, you know, current.
Against league MVPs.
Current generation. Brady Belichick era. They're 6-1 against the league's MVP in the playoffs. They have wins against Kurt Warner in 01, who was the league's MVP. 2003, there were co-MVPs, Steve McNair and Peyton Manning. The Patriots beat both of them in the playoffs. They beat Peyton Manning again in 2004. I mean, you're talking about the most dominant Patriots back-to-back years ever in 03 and 04. 2006, they beat LaDainian Tomlinson, that same game that Rivers lost. LaDainian Tomlinson was the league's MVP. And then in the Super Bowl in 2016, they came back and beat Matt Ryan. He was the league's MVP in that year. The one time they've lost to the league's MVP in the playoffs, 2013, Manning with the Broncos.
Now, we already said the difference between Mahomes and all the other rookie quarterbacks that we mentioned. And really, he's really in a class with, say, Roethlisberger and Rivers in that class. What do you put him in this class? I'd say there's...
In relation to the others?
Yeah, I'd say there's like at he's least... Yeah, he's...
There's only one guy that's clear-cut above him, and I'm not... I mean, Kurt Warner is because he's accomplished, but I think Patrick Mahomes could have a much better career than Kurt Warner.
Is it Peyton Manning, and it's the Manning. One they lost to?
It's Peyton Manning and all the rest.
I'd put Ben above him, too.
Above Peyton Manning?
No, above... Mahomes.
Well, that was the other group.
A small sample size of Mahomes.
Do you want to know the weapons in Brady's recent AFC Championship losses compared to this year? Zoe, we brought this up earlier.
I know.
13-15 versus what they've got now. Here's what they had in 13. Vereen Ridley, Edelman Amendola, Austin Colley, Aaron Dobson, Matthew Slater at receiver. Who-man? And Mulligan as your tight ends in 2013.
He wasn't even a real tight end.
So it was pretty much Edelman and Amendola.
Sucked.
That's all he had.
When 2015. Mike Williams got.
You ready for 2015? Steven Jackson, James White, Brandon Bolden. Edelman, who was banged up and hurt at the time.
Yep.
Keyshawn Martin.
Jesus.
Brandon LaFell, Danny Amendola. Tight ends, Gronk, Chandler, and Michael Williams, who was a blocker.
He's a tackle.
Compared to this year, Michelle, White, Burkhead, Edelman, Hogan, Dorsett, Patterson, Gronk, and Allen. Yeah. It's better.
It's better.
It's not
it's a little better.
It's not a massive gap, though. And I think if you're being honest, you know that Amendola of 2013 and 2015, very valuable piece.
It's the running backs that are way better this year.
Yeah, the running backs are better, sure.
Because James White wasn't James White yet, and Steven Jackson was terrible. And Brandon Bolden played a lot more in that game than I thought he did.
He sure did.
Also,
he played a lot in that Denver game.
Update on the field in Kansas City. They have tarped it. It is covered. They have turned the heaters on. And it will remain covered until Sunday. So there you go.
That's good.
Grass will take.
It's soft. They're probably mushy.
They're going to have to.
Crappy.
Grass is really good.
And Gostkowski's going to go out there for a field goal.
They're going to have to mow it.
He's going to shank it first time.
When you mentioned.
I'm just telling you, man.
When you just said
the. It's going to happen.
When you just said the running backs were better. Felger's in here. Looks like he swallowed a bug.
He's like, because they're just running backs.
They're running backs.
Because they're running backs. That's why. Not because they're not better. They are. They are better.
Brandon Bolden really a running back?
Like, they're better. They're better. They're just running backs.
It's like in a better headphone.
Still a pair of headphones. Still a pair of headphones.
He's worked all day. Yours are better.
I don't know how you use those all day. I really don't. And you're always licking them. I don't know how you do it.
No. I just like hold on.
Now Felger really looks like he swallowed a bug.
Oh, hold on a second.
Let me lick this before I stick it in my ear.
All right, so you're taking Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs.
No, I'm taking the Pats.
I'm taking the Pats.
That's
right. I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't feel good about the weekend.
Who is Mass going to be?
I don't have an expectation of them winning, so if they do, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to love it.
Felger and Mass are going to do it at the top of the show because I got to take the helmets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
out of the gate, an agenda-free Friday. Yeah. Jimmy, open the lines.
Yeah. Agenda-free Friday, of course, we'll be all football today.
What time does your pregame start Sunday? 3:30.
3:30, yes.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
That's right.
From our Town Fair Tire studios this week, we will be live on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Beginning at 3:30, I'll be here. We'll do the pregame. Gasper is going to be in KC, so we'll be going back and forth.
Excellent.
So we'll have him on the ground in Kansas City. I will be here in Boston. And postgame, me and Big Jim, have you ready to go. So bundle up. Get ready for the weekend.
I'm ready.
Get plenty of rock salt. Get butter.
Get your milk.
Eggs.
Get your eggs.
Bread.
All the stuff.
Get all the essentials.
Required to make French toast with. Get a griddle.
And Maz would say a nice hard piece of salami. Something that's, nice cured meat.
Keeps.
Something that you don't need to refrigerate in case the power goes out. Right, Maz?
Right. Maz, do you do
pepperoni,
it like true
salami,
old man Italian style? You cut it with the knife and then you just use the knife as like a salami slice delivery system?
It's like Quint on the boat.
Yeah.
Army pirate.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right, boys. Felger Mass next.
Yes. Yes, it is. Talk to you later. Bye.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team. And we played them earlier this year. I know everyone thinks we suck and, can't win any games. So we'll see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.